Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. We've built the space engineering boosters, and now we're off to the planet Mars. Why? Because there are rovers on the surface of Mars, and one in particular is a fascination because there's not a great deal of information, but it is Zhurong. It's landed by the Chinese space program, and Bob is reporting on its mission profile. Bob, is Zhurong healthy? What do we know?
Well, they announced, and this was known, it has now completed its nominal planned 90-day mission on Mars. It completed it, earlier this week, officially. It completed the equivalent of 92 Earth days, which is 90-day Martian days, of exploration on Mars. Everything is operating well. The Chinese say that they're going to continue to operate it, and they're going to continue to travel south. This is the direction they've been traveling. I'm not exactly sure what they're aiming for. American scientists would have gone north from where they landed, because there's nice geological targets there that would be of interest to study. But they're heading north. They say they're heading towards the transition zone between the northern lowlands and the cratered highlands. But that transition zone is about 250 miles away. It would take about 100 years at this pace for them to reach it. Nonetheless, they are working and it is operating. The tantalizing detail in their announcement, their state-run press announcement, is that it appears that their ground-penetrating radar on Zhurong is working and gathered data that indicated the presence of underground layers. That's all they said. What those layers are is not stated. Do they contain ice? It's not stated. It appears they haven't yet analyzed the data thoroughly yet, so they don't know. But that's the big data points that this mission could get. If they can discover ice at this equatorial regions of Mars near underground, they will have made a major discovery.
Do either Curiosity or Perseverance have similar instrument, Bob, underground radar?
You know, I don't think they do. Once again, they landed in places where it was not expected. I can't say for sure, so let's go on. I'd have to check in.
No, I'm just mentioning that I do not recall a report on underground layers in any fashion, so I'm wondering why they're being coy about it. The other thing.
Well, no, I'll tell you what's the case. It's almost certain that the radar data that they get, is coming from Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter and also maybe Mars Express, and also Trace Gas Orbiter, the orbiters. I'm pretty sure they do not have ground penetrating radar on the rovers, the American rovers. The Chinese have pushed for this. They'd used that same, kind of equipment on their lunar rover, and so they're trying it on Mars. And once again, this is a key discovery if they can make it.
Avalanches on Mars. Oh, it's logical. The gravity is a little weird. It is an alien planet. But Bob is emphasizing that we see a weak avalanche season. What is the interpretation, Bob?
Well, okay, we're going to go from the south, from the pole to the equator with a bunch of cool image stories on my website. The weak avalanche story, I show a picture of the cliff edge of the North Pole ice cap. And every spring, for the last six Martian years, when the sun hits this scarp, and it's a large one, it's not just this one particular picture, it's across the entire cap, lots of land avalanches take place on the steep slopes. I mean, a lot. So many that Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter routinely captures images with avalanches in progress. Now, it would not happen on Earth. You take a picture of a mountain and get an avalanche and it happens. It just doesn't happen. It's just unlikely. But here they happen so often. What's interesting is that the monitoring of the scarp this year, this Martian spring, is apparently showing fewer avalanches. And they don't know why. And they have to do an analysis to figure out how much less and maybe try to figure out why. But this is this could be a major mystery on Mars, why the number of avalanches on the ice cap edge have suddenly dropped this 1 year, John.
And Bob, you're indicating that what we're looking at, there's a photograph on Behind the Black. The avalanche, where is the avalanche?
Yeah, I'll tell you. There are links on the post to previous avalanche images, and it's very obvious when the picture captures an avalanche. There's a gigantic puff of cloud going out from the base. You can see it. There's no doubt there's an avalanche going on. You see a disturbance on the cliff face. And I was looking at a lot of these images, and I just couldn't find any. And I said, I should have been able to find some. And so I emailed a scientist and said, am I right? Is there less avalanches? And he said, yes, you are right. There seem to be fewer, and we don't know why yet, and we haven't done the analysis to figure it out.
All right, another part of Mars Bob is looking at, the high north of Mars, you find a pattern. What does it look like, Bob?
Lacey patterns. This is frost on the edge of cliffs. And this is as you're moving south from the pole. You're now in the high northern plains. And here you get these weird lacy frost patterns on the ground. I don't know what's going on, but it has to do with frost or carbon dioxide, John, and it's just very, very cool. We move further south, John, to the latitude bands where a lot of glaciers are, and I've got a picture of a Martian river of ice. This is really cool. This is a canyon called Rioule Vallis, and it's a canyon that flows into Hellas Basin, the deepest parts of Mars, and they use the Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter to take a picture across the width of the canyon. It's about 5 miles wide, and in that canyon is basically filled with what looks like a glacier, glacial debris. And this is pretty much along the 650-mile length of this valley. You see glacial features. They're not absolutely confirmed as glaciers, but my gosh, if you know anything about glaciers on Earth, and I have a link to Himalayan glaciers on my website so you can see, this looks like a glacier. And it fills the canyon. And it really does suggest that this canyon was carved by ice sometime in the past, John. Very, very cool. And once again raises the question, maybe a lot of the river features we see on Mars are not from flowing water, but from ice processes that are not familiar to us on Earth. They're different on Mars and maybe more pervasive.
I mentioned
And then
that.
Finally, I have another image in the equatorial region. This is north of where Perseverance is, but it's still in the equatorial regions. But it's also very close to what I call glacier country, where there's lots of glaciers, but it's just a little bit south in the equatorial regions, and we have the floor of a crater that looks like dry breadrock. It looks eroded. It has strange ridges. It's kind of weird looking, but it doesn't look like there's any kind of, it's a hard bedrock is what it looks like. And it's just, you know, raises the question, you don't have to go far from the glacial country to suddenly be in areas where there's no ice at all. And that's an interesting question about Mars itself, John. Is there ice at the equator? And that's what Jurong hopefully will tell us. If it does, then maybe even under this dry bedrock crater floor, there might be ice buried. And that would be of use to future explorers.
Bob Zimmerman. He keeps the website Behind the Black. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at liveforfur.com.